The following is brought to you by the Yoga Sanctuary, located in downtown Punta Gorda, Florida. Learn more by visiting our website, www.theyogasanctuary.biz.
Greetings, and welcome to Talk 9 in our 10-part series of basic mindfulness and meditation instruction. In today's talk, we'll look at the longer-term value of meditation and how this can help us develop insight. Our modern lives can be a relentless barrage of stressors, leaving us with a mind that's ever vigilant and spinning with activity. Earlier, I talked about our minds being like a snow globe. Day-to-day life leaves it so shaken up, it's hard to see what's really going on in there. Our view, or our ability to perceive the scene, is obscured. Day after day, the moment things start to settle, we get destabilized again by people, events, and the things we encounter. Sometimes it feels like our little snow globe is clamped in a paint mixer. All those little white flecks representing thoughts, concepts, ideas, stories, rumination about past and future, and so on. If we want peace, we need to set that snow globe down. We meditate to provide stability. Over and over, we bring awareness out of the mental storm by anchoring it on a direct, present-moment experience like the breath. But our tether to that anchor keeps slipping. We keep at it, lifting weights until our ability to pay attention improves. Sometimes meditation is like floating on a cloud, and sometimes it's more like plunging a toilet. In time, the storm starts to settle. The scene in the snow globe starts to come into view. What you see, what's revealed, what you then learn about yourself is for you to discover. Rather than being persistently lost in ruminative thinking, you're seeing more clearly what's actually going on in your experience. One thing we come to see is that, more often than not, it isn't what life throws at us that shakes us up or causes us to suffer. It's how we relate or respond to what we encounter that shakes us up and stresses us out. Think about it a moment. The only place on the entire planet that your anxiety and stress exist is between your ears. Who put it there? The only person who has access to that space is you. Are you unintentionally shaking up your own snow globe? Going to the gym of meditation isn't easy, but it is incredibly rewarding if we stay with it. Developing new tools to deal with adversity takes effort. Personal growth happens outside our comfort zone, and our workout includes the art of being okay with some discomfort. An itch comes and goes. A muscle spasm comes and goes. Emotions come and go. Thoughts come and go. We don't judge them, hate them, or overreact to them. As the snow settles and the scene begins revealing itself, an image or a thought can stir up an emotion. Some old caution and warning that's been stuck in Velcro brain and obscured by our volume of swirling snow. This isn't a problem. It's an opportunity, an important point in our practice, and if we have mindful awareness, we're no longer on autopilot. In the calm space between stimulus and response, we now have a choice. We can re-engage the autopilot, become aversive and reactive, agitate the snow globe, and obscure the view again. Or we can use our new skill of being okay with some discomfort. We can bring awareness to the emotion, feel it in our body, identify it, allow it to move through our Teflon brain, and let the warning bell fall silent on its own. Doing this, like plunging a toilet, may not be particularly pleasant. But the overall experience leaves us feeling unburdened, like a huge load of metaphorical crap we've been carrying around with us has been let go. We continue practicing. More of our snow settles, revealing more of the scene. Good or bad, the scene is just the scene. It's honest, and we're facing things as they actually are without the self-deception of poker mind or the stickiness and reactivity of Velcro brain. Meditation is the one place we can safely experience our entire range of emotions, from joy to murderous rage, because we're committed to staying still and not acting on them. When meditation is easy, we benefit. When meditation is hard, we benefit. In both cases, our overall experience of daily life improves tremendously, leaving us happier, less conflicted, more relaxed, focused, and resilient. So, let's grab our plunger, bring our snow globe, and head for the throne of meditation so we can unburden ourselves by allowing our storm to quiet down. Go ahead and take your meditation posture, comfortable but alert. Remember that change begins with intention, not expectation. Set the intention to remain still, non-reactive, curious, and open to experience. In today's practice, we'll review several of the techniques we've tried over the past 8 sessions. If these techniques work for you, great. Consider putting them in your toolkit for future use. If they don't work for you, that's fine too. Let them go and simply begin again. Awareness of breath in the body is always available, right here, right now. So, go ahead and take a few 4-pause-8 breaths to start things off. Some people find this is a great way to start a sit. Now begin a body scan or body sweep. Move awareness like a flashlight through your body from head to toe. Look for tension as you move along and release it. I'll give you a little time to do this. Can you get a sense of your whole body breathing, widening out the view of your flashlight beam? come back to your anchor of the breath, CG in the body. If irritation or discomfort arises, notice that and come back to the breath. Proliferation of thinking or lost in thought? Come back to the watering hole. Be the naturalist. Observe the human condition, the senses in the body. For the last minute, we'll practice with some positive inner dialogue. Softly in your mind, on the in-breath, say, "I'm okay." Then, on the out-breath, "I'll be okay." Notice how this lands in the body, particularly the out-breath. In-breath, "I'm okay." Out-breath, "I'll be okay." Do this on your own for a bit. As we end this meditation, you can slowly open your eyes. As you do this, notice how you feel. Because meditation is so counterintuitive, people often wonder if they're doing it right. If you didn't give up and stop early, and when your mind wandered off, you brought it back to the present moment direct experience, then you're doing it right. Regarding insights and the mental effort we put into meditation, if we're trying too hard to see what's in there, we're shaking up the snow globe. Mental effort in the form of thinking agitates the mind and doesn't reveal much. Letting go or getting untangled from thinking does. If we put the effort into bringing awareness to our direct experience, coming to our senses, the scene reveals itself. Thinking doesn't go away, we're simply no longer bothered by it. That's all for now. Thanks for listening. I hope you find this useful.